Now to Iraq, where the Islamic State, or ISIS, controls about a third of the country. The rest is controlled by Kurdish forces in the north and Iraq's army and Shiite militias in the south. NPR's Leila Fadel recently visited one of the last checkpoints where civilians can stream back and forth between ISIS territory and the relative safety of the Kurdish-controlled north. She sent this report.
That's the river. That bridge, you see there. Down the bridge, there are checkpoint of ISIS.
We're at a checkpoint called Mektab Khanid, and that's a Kurdish soldier describing an ISIS checkpoint, less than a mile away. Under the bridge are the black flags of the so-called Islamic State. We're about 12 miles south of the disputed and oil-rich city of Kirkuk. Sandbags, concertina wire, and armed Kurdish forces man a series of checkpoints at a crossroads between them and ISIS. It's the same country, but it feels like an international border crossing. This used to be an Iraqi army checkpoint before they fled ISIS advances. Then the Kurds swooped in. Now civilians use this contested military zone to flee to the relative safety of the Kurdish north or to return back to their families in ISIS-controlled territory. Families carry babies in bags to walk through the dusty terrain from one world to the next. Those bags are searched multiple times before they board buses or walk from one end to the other. On one side, the buses are driven by Kurds. On the other, Arabs. In this ethnically mixed city of Kirkuk, women don't cover their faces, but they carry the black shroud or have it swept up on their heads, ready to wear as soon as they reach ISIS territory, because there, they must comply with the stringent laws of the extremists in control. About 5,000 people cross this artificial border every day. It showcases the civilians caught in the middle of this fight. It divides families, lives, and livelihoods. Some are escaping airstrikes or the brutality of the ISIS gunmen, and some are just looking for cheaper gas and food in the Kurdish north. Vendors are capitalizing on the misery. Taxis wait, calling out destinations for recent arrivals. A cigarette stand is set up to serve those who've just left ISIS territory. Under ISIS, smoking is forbidden. Vendors sell cooking gas cylinders for about $8. It's triple the price in ISIS-controlled areas. Hasna Hussein carries her two-year-old, two bags, and herds her four other children on foot through the checkpoint. She's trying to get to her village that lies on the ISIS side. It's like two countries, she says. I cry every time I cross. Iraq is broken. This checkpoint is a window into life under ISIS and how people are shouldering the burden of this new reality. On this day, college students are streaming through. Take Aday Abdullah. He's carrying pillows in a plastic bag stuffed with books and his ID. It's where he hid them when he snuck out of the ISIS-controlled city of Mosul at 4 a.m. to get to his exams in Kirkuk. That's because the head of the so-called Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, decreed it illegal to attend state universities. He says they don't allow us to continue our studies. Abdullah's friend compared life in Mosul to the living dead. No electricity, no water, no jobs, and death in the streets. Nearby, a man and his two sisters and their children wait for their bags to be searched. He's here to say goodbye to them. The family is divided. Ahmed Muhammad's two sisters live in Mosul and he lives in Kirkuk. They kiss each other and ask God for mercy before the two sisters continue their journey. But unlike these two sisters, going back to ISIS-controlled areas isn't a choice for everyone. Some of those seeking refuge in the relative safety of the Kurdish north have run out of money and have to go back. They don't know what awaits them on the other side. Leila Faldin, NPR News.